From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has announced his intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists.
The security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. Even as they improve, Afghan security forces are still not as strong as they need to be. With our help, they're still working to improve critical capabilities, such as intelligence, logistics, aviation, and command and control. At the same time, the Taliban remains a threat.
Mr. Obama had initially planned to cut the number of U.S. troops from the current level of some 9,800 to about 5,500 by the end of the year. U.S. forces have been present in the South Asian country for nearly 15 years, following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks planned in Afghanistan under the Taliban regime. President said during the NATO summit in Warsaw later this week he'll meet Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and the chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, and press coalition partners to commit troops and funding to strengthen the country through the end of the decade. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues his four-nation Africa tour. He was in Rwanda Wednesday, where he visited the Kigali Memorial Center, where more than a quarter million of some 800,000 victims of the 1994 genocide are buried in mass graves.
My people know the pain of genocide as well, and this is a unique bond that neither one of our peoples would prefer to have. Yet we both persevered despite the pain, and despite the horror, we survived. We never lost hope, and you never lost hope.
The Israeli leader pursuing closer security and trade ties with Africa. This is VOA News.